Back in 2014, the city of New York settled a $100 million landmark discrimination lawsuit with the Vulcan Society, the African-American fraternal organization for the FDNY. In that settlement, it's committed to a major outreach to achieve diversity in its ranks. As a consequence, the department has had success in hiring more men of color. But as WBGO's Bob Henley reports, adding women to the ranks remains an even greater challenge.
It's a beautiful summer weeknight at the Fire Museum in Lower Manhattan. Every seat is taken at a class for women whose dream job is to be a New York City firefighter and will be taking the FDNY test in the fall. They listen intently to an instructional video on the basics of fuel cell technology. Stephanie Torres works as a dietitian at Mount Sinai in Queens. She got the idea to apply from her male roommate.
He came up to me one day and goes to me, "Oh, I'm taking the firefighter exam." I'm like, "Oh, that's cool." And then he was like, "Maybe you should do it." I'm like, "What?" I was confused. And then he was like, "Yeah, they have a women's firefighters group where you can go and study for the test."
Anyone in your family ever do this?
No, I'd be the first one.
So what did your family say? Did they say,
"Oh, no, they don't know." They don't know. They'll be surprised when I go visit them this weekend.
FDNY hopeful Anna Iris Gomez is following a family tradition.
My brother had applied for the test the last time, and right. he didn't make it. He didn't get it. And I felt like now I was obligated to, like, you know, follow.
Keep the dream alive.
Keep the dream alive. Because, yeah, my dad was a firefighter and grandfather was a firefighter, but in Dominican Republic.
Okay.
So I feel like that kind of runs in my blood.
Gomez's day job is working for an ophthalmologist, but she's also going for a master's degree in mental health counseling. She says the 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off fire department schedule means she can open up her own mental health counseling practice.
I love the flexibility. That's what kind of also drives me to do this because of what I want to do.
Is there anything you can do to make the process easier from the recruiting standpoint?
My biggest issue right now is just the whole anticipation and not knowing, and it's the fact that it's not even guaranteed because it's so much, so competitive.
So you're investing a lot.
I am investing a lot, but, you know, there's also Plan B and Plan C.
Serena Shrisikol is an FDNY firefighter and president of the United Women Firefighters that was founded in 1982, the same year a federal court ruling cleared the way for women to join the FDNY. The UWF is holding these classes to help women make the grade. She says the number of women who signed up for the FDNY test was encouraging.
The last exam in 2012, we were really happy because it was also a landmark year for recruitment. We had about 4,000 women test takers. Now I believe it's around 6,000 or 7,000.
But Sarisigal says the actual number who make it onto the job is a real disappointment and is a reason why the UWF is holding these classes. The FDNY says actually 13% of the 72,000 applicants were women, roughly 9,000 up from 6%, or 3,500 in 2012.
From the last exam statistics, it was less than 1% chance of these women succeeding to become firefighters. Now, that's a huge reason why we're here tonight at the Fire Museum, is because we've lost a lot of really good women from the last exam. So one of our women, she's a nurse. She's a labor delivery nurse. She got her master's at Johns Hopkins, and she scored a 98 on the test. But her social security number was such that she didn't get called.
So why the high attrition rate for the women that are gung-ho to sign up and then drop out?
I think there were a lot of factors. And honestly, the biggest barrier is just having them show up. So you have these record numbers of women filing. Not all of them are going to show up to take the test. So that's why these classes are very important. This is our first year, our first recruitment cycle doing it. We're doing it on our own without any help from the fire department.
The UWF president says the FDNY needs to drill down on that attrition rate question.
All that to say that, like, you know, I feel like the fire department is, like, patting themselves on the back with the great numbers of women, but I'm more skeptical because I've been through this process before, and I've seen women drop out. And, you know, I don't want that to happen. I want all these women to get on the job.
So what you want to see is focus on the numbers that are produced out of that.
Yeah. And it's lazy for the fire department to say, oh, they just don't want the job. Well, they signed up and they had enough interest to sign up.
Retired firefighter Harriet Doran now works at the Fire Museum as an educator. She came on the fire department in 1982. She says she's gratified to see so many young women hoping to join the FDNY today.
So excited when I see them. Sometimes you used to wonder, did we really make a difference? Because over the years, not a lot of women came in the job. And when I see this class, this group of women, and when you walk around the city, you see more women on the job, you recognize them. It's like thrilling. It's like maybe we did make a difference.
Doran says there was a lot of resistance back then to women taking on what was traditionally perceived as a man's job.
Well, it was being accepted by people, women and men. I mean, when we got out of the probie class, a lot of the women weren't accepted to the firehouses, even by the wives. I can tell you about Ella McNair, who went to Bensonhurst, and she got there and she was being picketed by the wives. So that's part of it, being accepted. And even now, sometimes you hear, you might see, or somebody tell somebody, oh, I was on the job, they don't even believe you.
Doran says recruits have to really want the job a lot because the competition is tough.
I remember I trained for a whole year, 6 days a week. I only took one off, and I worked full-time for housing. I was a community associate for Housing Authority, and I trained every day. Because I wasn't exactly Miss Athletic at the time.
You're not going to the Olympics, right?
No, I wasn't. I was like the kind who never wanted my nails dirty. I did it because I think everybody said, you can't do that, or that's not like you, Harriet. That's not your style.
Doran had started her career as a teacher and then became a social worker, but both jobs came up short for her even though she had 2 degrees.
But what I found was you never got what you wanted. And there was always a little disparity between men and women and what they were being paid. That was a really big point. Because you try other jobs, and you saw that guys were the same job, and you might even have more education. So that's when I said, I got to do a job a man does to get paid. And I know that being a union person in civil service, it's equal pay.
According to the latest statistics from the National Fire Protection Association, 4.6% of the nation's firefighters are women. The UWF says just 0.6% of the FDNY is female. A spokesman for the FDNY says the department has a comprehensive plan for the promotion of female candidate retention. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Bob Henley in Lower Manhattan.